Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Radio X. Samsung Electronics is recalling its flagship Galaxy Note 7 smartphone and said that battery problems were behind phones catching fire. The decision follows reports in the US and South Korea of the phone exploding during or after charging. The South Korean company said customers who already bought the phone would be able to swap it for a new one. Samsung said that it had been difficult to work out which phones were affected amongst the 2.5 million Note 7s already sold. The recall comes just 1 week ahead of an expected presentation of a new iPhone model from its main rival, Apple. Google has suspended work on Project Aura, its modular smartphone. The project, which the company launched in 2013, was designed to let users buy a basic phone and add different modules like a keyboard or other sensors. Google had announced during its developers conference in May its intentions to have a developer version ready to ship in the autumn. Project Aura has suffered numerous setbacks since it began life as a Motorola venture, which Google owned before later selling. It will now concentrate on its other phones, tablets, and other hardware lines, according to Reuters. The NASA spacecraft Juno has sent the first pictures back to Earth of Jupiter's North Pole, leaving scientists stunned. The spacecraft made its first flypast of the planet with its instruments switched on during the 27th of August. Juno came within 2,500 miles of the mysterious planet's swirling clouds. Scott Bolton, principal investigator of Juno from the Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas, said that the poles were bluer in color than expected and that there were a lot of storms. Experts are still analyzing the 6 megabytes of data collected during a 6-hour trip between the North and South Poles.